Say, let me ask you a question today on the broadcast. Are you saved? Have you been born again? If you died today, would your eyes open in glory? Are you a child of God? Are you sure where you're going to spend eternity? Boy, if you've got any question about it, won't you get up close to the radio and listen? For in this brief moment, I'm going to prove to you whether or not you have ever really been born again. And I'll do it directly from the Bible. And you ought to write these things down. Grab a pencil quick, nibble a point on it. And let's do some thinking, Christian, today. Proof of the new birth. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's John 3:3. This great important verse in the Bible speaks of God's requirement for anyone who wants to be guaranteed a home in heaven. Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus taught that he was the only way. John 14:6, Jesus said unto the man, or unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There are myriads of ways that men have tried to prepare for eternity. And you know what? They're all false. They all have dead ends. And they all fall short of heaven. Our biggest important task in life is to find God's way for us and to be sure that heaven is our future home. If you miss it, you're doomed to hell. But if you find it, you're guaranteed all eternity in heaven. Now, I want to lovingly back you into the corner and ask some honest questions and make sure that you've been born again. Allow me to speak of six proofs, six things that you ought to see very clearly in your life. And they ought to be present in your life, no matter what church you go to, what religion you say you believe. There are six proofs, according to the Bible, as to whether or not you are born again. And you should be able to see them, and the others I give you as well. Number one, your belief in Christ. Your belief in Christ. 1 John 5:1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. Many of the big religions of the world, and some that are even entered the realm of violence and treachery, many of those religions have strayed from the very core of salvation. It's not a man-made way of faith. Salvation is a gift of God. You are not saved by works or repeated prayers, by human action and sacrifices and good intentions. Religious idols can't speak or help you in any way. Only faith in the finished work of Christ can save your soul and make you a redeemed child of God. If you believe that Jesus is the only Son of God, that he was crucified for your sin, and you have trusted him as your Savior, then you can honestly know that you've been born again. But if you think him just as a man, or just a religious leader, or a religious thought, or some sort of a better way to live challenge, my friend, you're in plight as a sinner, and you need to put your faith not in your own things, but in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Then hundreds of verses in the Bible will teach you that you are saved. This first proof is immense and stands above the other evidences, perhaps. It is our eternal God who does the saving and the same who does the keeping. Since he promised it, a true believer who believes it is sealed by his grace in the family of God. So in order to know for sure you're saved, you should be able to say, I trust in none other. I trust alone in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, the only way, the truth, and the life. I trust in him. If so, then you have your belief in Christ, not in a religion or some kind of works. The second test to look deeply at, I'll call righteous living. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Let me hold my Bible and read that again. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John 2:29. If you're a member of the family of God, then you should live like it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The truth is that a true child of God will be changed from old ways as a sinner. It is natural for sinners to act like sinners, and likewise, very right for us who belong to the Lord Jesus to act like children of God. If you prayed a pretty prayer, but nothing changed, if you joined a church, but still live as you did before, then something is very wrong about those professions that you made. When truly saved, the Holy Spirit comes within, convicts when you do wrong, and overall will lead you in a whole new purpose in life. Before, you loved the things of sin, but now as a believer, you'll choose God's ways. A true believer is repulsed by evil, changed by the power of God, and motivated in a Christ-honoring life. If you see no change in your life, have no desire for spiritual values, something is very wrong. You were duped by some religious decision, but you are not a born-again child of God. Number three, Bible says, okay, you want to check your life and see if you're saved or not? Here's another good one. No habitual sinning. Let me say that again. No habitual sinning. 1 John 3:9. Listen, whosoever is born of God doth not. And I've studied very carefully into the Greek in this passage. And you can read it like this. Whosoever is born of God doth not keep right on committing the same old sin. Or his sin remaineth in him, and he cannot keep on in that sin because he's born of God. Friend, the key to this is so clear in the original language. It means, sure, we're still human. Sure, hands might reach, eyes might look, feet might lead. But it means a believer does not keep right on in the same old sins that you had under your old evil lifestyle. Though we are saved, yet we live in our body of sin until we die, but we're still capable of doing wrong, but we will not deliberately do it. It is an untrue statement to say we cannot give up that which is wrong. A sinner loves his sin and desires to continue in it, but a real child of God, when he stumbles, feels badly and asks forgiveness and gets up as a forgiven child of God. We don't want to sin anymore, but sometimes we do. Our sin will be incidents and not practice paths of evil. See if I can think that again. Our sin will be incidents and not practice paths of evil. You can give up anything that is wrong, for Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. No habit can hold you, further enslave you, or repeatedly destroy you. As you grow in Christ, your spiritual muscles will develop, and you will learn to resist evil. Stop your whimpering. I can't quit. And desire for release in the promised power of the Lord. You can be weaned away from bad habits. You can yearn for the good things of Christ. If you stumble, spot the reason, confess your sin, and God will forgive. He knows you're human. He has great love and great patience. You'll destroy a lot of temptation and sinning simply by seeking to live a life like Christ. daily bathe in the glory of God's word, and you won't go back to the pig pen of Satan. Well, here's another one that will be very, very evident. Have evidence. Be evident. You will be overcoming the world. Number four, got to move along. I have six of them. Number four, overcoming the world. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Now notice, dear Christian friend, if you're on the right side, if you belong to God, if you're following his way, then God promises in his strength you can overcome the world. Temptations and continual evil swirl around us daily. Never has the devil had so many ways to destroy mankind. In our flesh, we're urged and tempted to do things which will anger God. Satan presents evil in many forms, but the true child of God can resist the devil, all because of who we are. We are the sons of God with all the power of our Father behind us. So use your faith God gives you day by day. You don't have to light that cigarette or take that drink. You don't have to open that evil magazine. You don't have to watch that cursing program. Instead of your shaking your head, Christian, even some of you that are walking pretty close to God, when you see these things going on, what you need to do is just, when the TV goes raunchy, press the off button. You don't have to live in the grips of any flesh desire, feeling like a victim. Lift up your head and live a life of victory. Nothing is hopeless. You are promised by God that you are in his grace and can become an overcomer. Then fifth, love for fellow Christians. We know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now is a good time to take an honest look at your heart. Are you thrilled in the love and fellowship one can have with other believers? Do you enjoy sharing and talking and laughing with others who love the Lord? Members of the family of God will sense a love and companionship with others of the faith if you live for him. You'll want to be in church and pray and worship together. Loners who love the world and don't love others are seldom children of God. Hate for others is a drastic warning. It all will not be well with your soul. And then lastly, number six, you'll have a desire for purity. If you're a child of God, you will desire to be pure. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth or controlleth him not. Literally, the word is touching in the Greek, better expressed as controlleth. By the grace of God, a believer will hunger for purity. You will have thoughts that are impure that'll try to creep into your mind, but kick them out. Push them away. Don't dwell on them. We men have thoughts that tug at us because of improperly clad women on every side, but you can turn your head. You can think better thoughts. The child of God must not live in the slop of today's entertainment. 1 Timothy 5:22, keep thyself pure. Oh, I sincerely hope you'll find from these six evidences that your salvation is in fact true and eternal, and it is wonderful to be able to claim his promises and walk in them by faith. There you have it. Do you know you're saved? Are you sure you're a born-again child of God? If you were to die today, would you open your eyes in glory? If you know your Bible, if you believe Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and you've accepted him as your Savior and live for him till glory, you can be happy that you're a child of God. No more doubting, but saying, praise God, I know. I know I'm saved. We pray these things and think these things in Jesus' name. Amen.